fishing floats. One from Paris, one from Seoul, one from down in the Keys. These strange glass globes once buoyed up a net on the waves, but now find another life looking for an appropriate metaphor. But I can't find the metaphor. I search deep in my soul for the meaning of life revealed by some mysterious key brought to me over the waves by a small fishing globe. Around the globe, men ply their trade, without metaphor, on the choppy waves. Sustaining their body, not their soul, seems to be the key to these spheres. For life requires work, and work gives life. Each of these beautiful globes were once the key to a man's work. There's the metaphor, I suppose. A man's soul bobbing on the waves. And of course, the wave represents the storms of life, which blow through our souls, wherever on the globe we live. But by then, the metaphor has been stretched beyond that key point at which the keys are forgotten beneath the waves, and the overtaxed metaphor loses its tenuous grip on life. On the far side of the globe, on the banks of the Han in Seoul, a fisherman knows that the key to life is to keep casting the globes on the waves, not pursuing strange metaphors for his soul.